Under Ghana's development agenda, agriculture is identified as a key economic pillar. Modernizing agriculture is inextricably linked to Ghana's ability to be self-sufficient in food production, produce raw materials for industry, and ensure sustainable national development. Development must include the youth, and government through the Ministry of Food and Agriculture is implementing the Youth in Agric program to encourage the youth to take agriculture as a vocation. It also seeks to change the negative perception the youth have about farming as a work for the uneducated, unskilled, and the aged. The program was introduced to help achieve food security, address the compelling evidence of aging farmer population, reduce rural-urban migration, and ensure sustainability in agricultural production. The Youth in Agric program, with support from the petroleum revenues, provides productive alternatives for the engagement of the youth to reduce crime and other social problems. The program receives an average annual budgetary allocation of 10 million Ghana cedis. The national coordinator of the Youth in Agricultural program is Emmanuel Adam Mahama.
The Youth in Agriculture program, it started in 1999. This period, 1999 to 2008, it was carried out in the quiet, not very loud like it is today. But since 2009, the Youth in Agriculture program took a different phase and a different approach. Provide them with incentives to motivate them, assist them where they need be to acquire land, to provide them with inputs such as land preparation, seed, when I say seed, quality seed, fertilizers, combine harvesters, weedicides, for them to be able to carry out a process of food production. And at the end of the production, they pay us in kind. They pay us in kind in the sense that we would have computed how much they owe us. We agree with them the price per 50 kilos or 100 kilos of maize or what grain that they've produced, and that we agree, and they pay us back in kind in that regard. But let me say and emphasize that it is an agro incubator. It is a system that we develop and breed farmers. It's more or less a training ground for farmers. Yet because we are making it commercial, we make them pay back because we want to inculcate in them the responsibility of taking loans or taking credit facilities and paying for them. So we don't want to spoon feed them, give them everything. At the end of the day, we think it's free. If they carry that attitude into the general society, they will not want to pay back when even banks give them loans.
What is the main objective underpinning the program?
The first objective is to let them accept farming. The second objective is to teach them how to make income, good income from farming. And the third objective is to make them realize that yes, whatever production that you are carrying out, you will need credit facility somewhere, and you must learn how to pay back the credit facility. The main objective is to get the youth to accept farming as their lifetime vocation, so that he goes into it, just like anybody after school will decide that he wants to be a fitter, and fixing cars will be his lifetime vocation. The same way, we want young people to come out and say, yes, I want to be a farmer all through my life, and that is what we are trying to do.
What's the scope of the program and who are the beneficiaries? You know, there are some areas farming is not that pronounced.
Every assembly where you have an agricultural department is allowed to participate, provided you can mobilize and get the youth on board. So it's open, it's not discriminatory, it's not restricted. The people voluntarily will have to express the interest and come up themselves. Now, the number of people you get will depend mostly from one, the interest they show, also the type of crops that we have selected to go in. We have selected to go into grains because it is easier to handle grains as new people. You can keep it and store it for a longer period. There are other areas we will venture into. If you take cocoa farming, for instance, you cannot get a young man to accept cocoa farming and wait for 7 years before it gets yielding. He may not have the time and the patience to do that. So it is better to go into a crop that within 3-4 months, it can give him some produce and he can sell and make some money out of that. So we have restricted ourselves in the area of grains, that is maize, rice, sorghum, soya. Soya, for instance, and maize is one of the biggest components of poultry feed. So if with our youth in agricultural component of livestock, if our youth are able to produce enough soya and enough maize, it means our poultry industry can also pick up. Of course, we have a component for livestock and poultry. So we are looking at it in areas that the production of one will feed into another enterprise or whatever. But that is how we have it. In terms of numbers, the numbers will depend on the particular area. If it takes, say, Greater Accra, if you take Abokwibi Madina, if you take Kroo, if you take Lekma, these are areas that cannot have equal access to land, say like Ejra or Wenchi or Damango or Navrango. So the number of young people that will enroll will vary from where they have access to land.
The Northern Regional Director of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, William Bwachi Echempon, says in 2013, the region received about 2 million Ghana cedis worth of farm inputs for the program. He said the program has been beneficial to the youth as they take advantage of the vast farmland available in the region.
We have 10 regions in Ghana, and where you are is the largest in terms of land. We occupy about one third of the whole Ghana, and that makes us very important. When it comes to agri, a lot of potentials. Apart from maybe plantain, we grow almost everything. It will interest you to know that we even grow cassava here.
Can you tell me some success stories since the implementation of the project in the northern region? I mean, the impact of the youth in agri program in the northern region.
In the policy document, government is promoting what we call food security crops, namely maize, rice, soya, and the rest. All these crops are being grown here. And in terms of hectareage and numbers, we normally undertake a lot of them. So when you go to the field, you yourself, you will interview the farmers, and they will tell you the benefits that they have gained from the program. So when you go to the districts, you will see that even the drift of people going down to look for non-existing job is reduced.
Have you encountered some challenges implementing the program in the region?
As for challenges, nobody can execute any work without challenge. They are there. Number one challenge has been getting more youth to be in the program. As I tell you, it's not every youth who is interested in agric. Some of them want, you know, I want to work in the bank, I want to work in the offices, but we are trying our best because agric had been the kind of work people don't normally like. Why? Because it's like everybody wants to work in the office and you are going to work in the mart. But they've forgotten that you can get the funds or the monies from the mart and come polish yourself and sit in the office. You know, we're dealing with inputs for farmers. Even though Accra will try as much as possible to release them as early as possible, here our terrain, at times road network, at times hinders the success of the program, because at certain parts of the season some of the areas are not motorable. You should bear in mind that we are transporting fertilizers in tonnages, articulators, moving fertilizers, when farmers need them, but the articulators are bulked. It has to take them maybe weeks before they get there. Those are some of the implementation challenges.
35-year-old Osman Abdullah is a maize and rice farmer at Nabogu in the Savlugu-Nanton municipality. He told me in Dagmali that the support he received from the program helped him to earn enough to pay his children's school fees.
The damn fan mother, Nyela Yelashiam. Nara Kwele, Benda Timalakanko. Bumbra, Bratmala Bumbra. Katima Fatreza. To Nao Yukone. Lala Bumbra, Kauhani and Tibasham. Kalaban ma dry yimina can yoba kawung basadini.
He's saying that the youth in agri program was there. They actually gave some fertilizer and seed, which assisted him a lot, and whatever he got from his farm, he was able to pay back. And the profits that he made, or the excess rice that he got, that is the rice he has been able to sell to enable his children write their exam and pass and go to SS, two of them. And coming this wet season, they came again to the office to try hard to get it for them one more time so that they can continue to see how they will benefit. They waited. The office said government hasn't given money for those things to come on board. So this year, he doesn't even have a bowl of rice to harvest, because he couldn't do anything because he didn't have the money. So just only looking at God to see how the subsequent school fees can be paid, because he has got nothing because he didn't cultivate rice or maize because he doesn't have the money to go into it.
Ibrahim Adam is also a rice farmer at Nabogu.
In fact, I've achieved a lot of things from the Brock farm because they help us to farm. And after we harvested, they will come and remove their share and remain some of the farm produce to us. So in fact, we get a lot of things from the Brock farm. The government should try his best to bring back the block farm so that we'll get more benefit. If government knew that you get money from the oil side and support the agricultural side, it will be good for us so that we'll also benefit from the oil money. In fact, I was one of the farmers who worked hard with the extension offices. So I planted 5 acres
of rice.
And then I harvested about 90 bags from my farm.
Abubakar Bintu has been cultivating her own plot of land for 6 years in Tutinli, a community in the Tamale metropolis. She says the Youth in Agriculture program, aside from providing income for the farmers, is helping to check conflict in her community. I was on my way to Bintu's farm, but owing to the unmotorable nature of the road leading to the farm, I stopped midway into the journey. I decided to reach her via my cell phone.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Can you tell me how beneficial the block farm has been to you?
It has made us to learn how to work in groups. Apart from that, we get support from MOFA, and they have teach us how to plow our farm, how to do the sowing, and when to apply fertilizer.
How has that improved your farming?
It has improved our farm in such a way that it has helped us to get our own capital to do our farm. Before, we were not in block farm, we were doing small. When we get the block farm, we are able to farm plenty acres. The benefit that we get from the block farm is we women, we used to help our husbands in the farm. We didn't know that a woman too can farm, but the MOFA people let us know that a woman too can make her own farm. That is why I have started my own farm about 6 years ago. Since I married, I was helping my husband to do the farm. But this time, me too, I'm doing my own farm. That's the best benefit of the block farm.
So it means that you earn some income from your farm. Your husband also earns some income from his farm. Then you get a lot for the family.
Yes. And as the rain comes and goes, we want the government to give us irrigation so that when the rain stops, we can do dry season farming. And apart from that, we should make the support to come in time, because at times when the support doesn't come early, it's because of that we go and farm and our farm couldn't do well. So if the input come in early and come at the time when it is time for us to do the farm, it will help us a lot.
Is farming profitable, Ma?
Farming is profitable because if you do it and at the right time and the rain comes well, it will do. And even if the rain didn't come and there is a dry season farming, we will go and practice it and it will make us better. Because in this northern region, it's only farming that we have here, which helps us. As for the farming, it has made us engage in activities. We don't sit in the house to talk about how to color. Sitting at one place and we don't have work to do, it makes us talk of so many things that bring people to fight. But if the farmer is there all the time that we are engaged in farming, we won't be able to sit and talk of anything bad.
What will you be telling other youth who think that they have to go to Accra, they have to go to Kumasi, they have to leave the northern region and go far away to the south and become KIA and doing menial job in Accra? What will you be telling them?
The only advice I just have for the youth is they should try to exercise patience and try our own work in our own region. Because going to South, they go there and learn a lot of things. So if they can stay here, learn our farming, it will make it better for us. Because going there is giving us a lot of problems. Some will go there and be pregnant. We don't know who pregnant them. Some will go there and get sickness and come back.
Inu Sahudu is the Savlugu Nantong Municipal Coordinator of the Youth in Agricultural Program. He says in 2012, about 1,400 youths from communities such as Nakwangzo, Nabogu, and Maligunaili benefited from the program. He called for the expansion of the program.
Block farm is a nice thing and it needs to be expanded so that farmers and Ghana as a whole can benefit from it. Through this, Ghana can be self-sufficient in food production so that it will reduce the import of food. So we are appealing to the government to expand it and maybe improve upon it so that farmers and the nation as a whole can benefit. It will help us a lot to improve the incomes of our farmers so they can send their children to school.
The Northern Regional Director of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, William Bwachi Achampon, again.
What do you make of the decision to support Agric with our oil money? And I understand that a portion of that money to the Agric sector also comes to the Youth in Agric program.
It's a very laudable idea because in Ghana, when we're talking of Agric, you see things like Ghana is an agricultural country, Agric is the backbone of the country, contributes X, Y, Z, it employs a greater number of people in the sector. How can you improve upon all these, you know, without putting in money? So it is all our expectation that more funds will be gingered into Agric so that the level that we want to raise agriculture will be where we all be gearing towards. Now, when I mention of the challenges, as at now, if it is the block farm, we should have been moving up, 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 up. But when funds begin to dwindle, the numbers also go down.
Back to the National Coordinator of the Youth in Agricultural Program, Adam Mahama.
How enthused are the youth towards this program?
To be very honest with you, a lot of youth are interested in farming because some of them consistently persist and come here and they don't come and ask for money per se. They come and ask for the inputs you can supply them in whatever they are doing. So for me, the youth are interested.
What are some of the success stories so far?
At the national level, when I talk about success stories, I look at the generality of the whole program. I don't look at individuals. For me, the success level I use to measure the program is to see how enthusiastic the youth are, to see the use of technology. A lot of the youth now agree to use technology, to see productivity. When I say productivity, in the past, if you take, say, 1 acre, how many bags of maize can you get out of it? I compare that to the present system, say, how many tons of maize can you get from 1 hectare? For me, it has improved. It used to be around 1.5. Now it's around 2 to 2.5 per hectare, which is a tremendous increase as compared to the old time where you could get only 1 ton or 1.5 metric tons per hectare. So I look at the successes in those areas. They are generally where you have a lot of the youth staying back to take part. Fortunately enough, the electrification of the country has also played a role. If you take a place like Afife, where we have an irrigation site as part of the youth in Agrica, we produce rice. You have a lot of youth doing very well, and they're quite successful. If you take a place like Navrango, I mean, if not for the tunnel irrigation where we have the youth organized in groups as block farms, most of the youth would have left the place because it's a good and right source of income for the young people in Navrango. And today, rice from Navrango is among the best that we eat in this country, apart from going to Asuchari. If you take a place like Tamale, you have a lot of cluster of youth. During the rainy season, they go into the hinterland and they are doing their block farming and they are successful. And if you talk to them, they will tell you, yes, the Youth in Agric program has come to make them enjoy or make income that will sustain them.
Let's talk about funding. How is the program funded?
It's funded solely from the government of Ghana on a yearly basis. Solely government of Ghana. If the government gets other sources that it uses to cushion us, that's what I cannot tell. But only that some time ago, I heard that the president asked that they should try and fence ring some money for the youth in agriculture as part of the oil man. I heard something like that.
What do you think of the idea that we are using the oil money to support a program like this?
Oh, why? We've always used money from other sources to support other sources. Or else cocoa farmers will say that the money should rather be used for youth in agriculture and the money should not be used for developing roads. I mean, coming from oil is still our money. But remember that we could easily be carried away by finding oil and neglecting agriculture. And that will be to a price, because immediately we neglect agriculture, the money you make, you will spend that importing food at three times the price that if you were locally you would have bought it. Let's do some basic mathematics. If Ghana government subsidizes fertilizer, for instance, at 80 million Ghana cedis a year for 25 million Ghanaians, if you divide 80 by 25 million, you are talking about 1.6 or 1.7 cedis. It means that on a yearly basis, the Ghana government subsidizes fertilizer for each Ghanaian, just one cedi, 60 pesos. Now, that one cedi, 60 pesos, if it is shared among Ghanaians, it can't even buy a plantain or something. But when that money is concentrated and given to farmers to produce food for us, it will make food available to all of us. So some of these things that has an agricultural component and it produces in bulk to support all of us helps us, because many people will benefit, even if it is given to a few farmers. Because in America, a few farmers produce to feed the whole nation, and the government subsidizes those farmers so that every citizen will benefit from that subsidy. But if you subsidize the farmer, it's not like we are talking about fuel, that you subsidize fuel and individuals drive their cars. But as for farmer, if you subsidize the farmer, he produces, say, 100 bags of maize into the country, the 100 bags of maize will be consumed by Ghanaians, which is to our advantage. So sending oil money to agriculture or youth in agriculture is a very, very good idea, because we are planning for the future and will not be found wanting.
Because even the oil is not something that will be there forever, but for our grid will be there. Will you advise that more money from the oil revenue come to the agric sector?
Look, Dominic, to be very honest with you, the United Nations declared 2014 as the year for family farming. The OAU declared 2014 as the year for agriculture for the youth. The FAO also declared that. Now, all of them stress that agriculture is the immediate area that Africa can develop. Well, we have the land, we have the water, we have the resources. So if there is any area we can proudly say is an area we can develop, it's in agriculture. So the better we invest in agriculture, the better for us. The economic crisis that we went through recently, which we are just coming out of. If there wasn't enough food in the system, I'm sure President Mahama would have had sleepless nights all his life. But because many people eat, they may not even bother at all. Because for many people, what he can feed and get a place to sleep is what is important. Of course, many people are asking for a certain luxurious, but there are few. The people you can mobilize to create problems and march on the street day in and day out, who are the ordinary people, they just want something to eat to keep them moving. And I can assure you, if that was not available in this country, we would have been in trouble. So me, my appeal is that, look, let's invest in agriculture. Let's invest in agriculture, whether you like it or not. Money, wealth from agriculture is the cleanest and neatest money. It's clean. You go and till the land, God helps you with rain, you harvest, and you sell. In agriculture, when you eat and you are satisfied, you thank God. So the cleanest and neatest money you can get and be proud of it is in agriculture. So we must invest our money in agriculture, and we can harvest clean money and use it for further investments.
When oil fuels agriculture, the smiles and laughter will never depart from the faces of the farmers. One can only hope that the oil revenues being invested in agriculture will yield the needed dividends for the country and the youth, as Mr. Adam Mahama puts it, will harvest clean money to take care of their needs. From the Savlugu Nantong Municipality in the Northern Region, Dominic Nogi reporting.